my pleasure to visit, well, a living legend in our parts as far as basketball, and that's Larry Holley, who has announced he will be retiring at the end of this season as the men's basketball coach at William Jewell. 40 years, certainly a round number. Is that when you arrived at the decision, or why is the correct time now, Coach Holley, to announce that you're stepping down?
Well, I've been thinking about this for the last couple of years. I played here a long time ago and then had the honor of taking this job in the fall of 1979. And, you know, you never know when's the right time. I was leaning towards announcing my retirement before the start of the year, and then our top assistant, Jimmy Williams, announces October 1st that he's going to leave for the top assistant's job at Furman University. And so I decided to delay it, see if I might change my mind, and I didn't. And then it became, well, when do you announce? You know, there's not a good time for that. But, no, it's been a great run, and looking forward to, you know, stepping away, and we'll continue to support, obviously, William Jewell in any way that I can.
Well, certainly it's been your life. As you mentioned, you played there. Were there ever any thoughts of moving on and coaching elsewhere?
Well, I mean, I've thought about it, but, you know, you just at some point in time need to decide what fits you best. And I had coached a year at the high school level at Harrisburg, Missouri, and 6 years at Central Methodist, and then 4 years at Northwest Missouri State. And I'm kind of a Missouri guy, and had such a great experience here as a student athlete. It's also been the perfect place for me as a coach. So found my home and, decided to stay here and haven't looked back.
Coach Holley, so much success in the heart of America, NAI level, and then the institution made the choice to jump up to Division II basketball. And how tough was that transition for you and the program?
Well, it's, there's no easy NCAA Division II league. I mean, the heart of America, for all the schools that ran that, when we're NAIA Division I and then Division II and then back to Division I, that was a great, great league. NCAA Division II, the league we're in for men's basketball, has won, I want to say, about 11 national titles. Kentucky Wesleyan, I think, had three of those, and then Bellarmine, Drury, and Southern Indiana each had one. And there seems like there's always somebody from our league in the Elite Eight or Final Four or championship game. So I don't think we take a backseat to anybody, and it was a jump for us and a challenge for us, and enjoyed the challenge. Haven't had the success at this level we would like to have, but still, it was a decision that put us in with some elite company in terms of NCAA Division II basketball, and happy to be a part of it.
Larry Holley, my guest, William Jewell, men's basketball coach. Well, you mentioned you got your start at Harrisburg High School here in our listening area, and in 1 year, I think you were coaching six teams. So what's a tougher challenge, directing a college basketball program or coaching at a small high school?
Well, every one of them presents challenges. I grew up, my dad was superintendent and coach at a small high school in North Central Missouri at Jamison. And so when I took the Harrisburg job with no assistant coach and coaching six teams, varsity, JV, junior high boys, and the same with the girls, I tell people we practice before school, during school, after school, Saturday mornings and Sunday afternoons. But I grew up watching my dad do that and watching my high school coach do that. So it wasn't anything new for me. It's just what you did. Fortunately, I was single. I probably would have destroyed my marriage if that had happened. But then I jumped into the college level, and you could spend every waking moment on recruiting. And when I went to Central Methodist, I was coaching three sports all 6 years that I was there. So the only time I got to just go basketball was at Northwest Missouri State when I went up there in the fall of 75, and it's been all basketball here at Jewell. But it still takes a lot of time, but I enjoyed my year at Harrisburg. Those people were very kind, first of all, to offer me the job and supported our programs when I was there.
Today it would be pretty uncommon, but to make the jump from a small high school right to college, how'd you make that to jump? How'd you get the break to become the coach at Central Methodist?
Well, I owe that all to my good friend Frank McKenzie. Frank was an all-stater at Chilhowee High School way back in 1963, and I had that that honor at Jamison in 63, and he headed to Moberly Junior College and played 2 years for Cotton Fitzsimmons, and then to Central Methodist, played 2 years for Jim Luchin. And we find ourselves in graduate school at Missouri with the same advisor, and so all 32 hours side by side. He goes back to Central Methodist as assistant football, assistant basketball, head track, but the head coach in waiting, because Dr. Luchin was going to take his sabbatical and spend a year at the University of Missouri finishing his doctorate. I go to Harrisburg. Vietnam was going on. You may have heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank got drafted. I did not. He recommended me for the job. And so my best friend in graduate school was in line to be the head coach at Central Methodist, got drafted. I become the head coach. And when he got out of the service, he actually came back and helped us coach at Central Methodist for a year. And then he got his doctorate and became a distinguished superintendent of school throughout the state of Missouri. So I got my break because of my friendship with Frank, and fortunately had some good mentors at Central Methodist during that time.
Talking with William Jewell men's coach Larry Holley. And for Moberly Greyhound fans listening to this interview, I know you had a special relationship with Lee Carricker, who became one of your assistants at Jewell, and I know a lot of Greyhound fans miss him. Just talk about what Lee meant to your program.
Well, I'd known Lee for a long time. He's from Bethany, Missouri, actually where I was born, and just a few miles north of Jamison. And, of course, he went to Northwest Missouri State, coached at North Kansas City, was a really good athlete in high school, and then becomes Charlie Spoonhour's assistant at Moberly. And when Charlie moved on, Lee became the head coach, did great things. I think both of his final two teams won over 30 games, and I think got fifth and seventh in the nation. And I was at Northwest Missouri State for a while, recruiting some of his players, and then here at William Jewell. And when he quit coaching at Moberly, he moved to Lee Summit, Missouri, and we kind of reconnected. He was coaching a lot of AAU, and when we had an assistant job that opened up, we talked about it, and he helped us for 19 years, and became my best friend, and a great, great coach, a better person. And, his passing, he passed away the same year my first wife, Ann, passed away, and that was kind of a tough, tough year, but he meant a lot to me. Again, his widow Sue is still in Lee Summit and still have communication with her, and his son became an assistant coach here, Jason. His daughter came to William Jewell and is a William Jewell grad, was a student manager for us. So that association with Lee still exists. And when we had a chance to build a team room here in the Mabee Center, we named it the Lee Carricker Team Room. And his picture is prominently displayed. He just would often, when you get a little frustrated with the guys, he would say, just play. Mm-hmm. And so we have a rug that we have on display by the water cooler at every one of our games, home and away. And because when you get a little frustrated, he'd just get up and go get a drink of water. He might say something to the officials on the way, but always had that cup of water in his hand. But he is missed. Loved the man, loved his family, but he has had a part to play in any success that I've had here at William Jewell during those 19 years, and it's an honor to have that new our team room named for him.
How about a lighter note? Thinking about your basketball camps, I think you had to be one of the pioneers, at least in this area, for basketball camps. I don't know how many pictures I saw of young people in weekly newspapers, you there with them attending your basketball camps. You have any idea how many youngsters came through your camps there at William Jewell?
I don't, but I'm to the point now that when I talk at our awards ceremony at the end of each week, one of the things I do is, how many of you came to this basketball camp when you were growing up? And anywhere from 15 to 25 to 30 will always raise their hand. So I must not have been too bad, because they're putting their child through the same misery of being in this hot old gym at the Mabee Center, during the summers. But no, that's been a great thing. I had the honor of working the second camp ever started in the state of Missouri, the first being Easy Ed McCauley's camp in St. Louis. But Gary Filbert became a great friend at the time, the coach at Missouri Western, and he and Gary McLeod, the coach at Hickman, and Bob Benetta, the longtime coach at Central Methodist and other places, including the University of Missouri, they started the second camps in the state of Missouri. And I had the honor of working one of those at Central Methodist. And so then I started having my own at Central and then Northwest Missouri, and started the camps here in the summer of 1980 in the old gym that I played in, and then the Mabee Center opened. So, yeah, a lot of people have gone through that, and I do have some newspaper clippings that people will send me from the, is it the Moberly Monitor Index?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we try to let people know that we exist, and we have had a number of people from Central Missouri come to our camps over the years.
Well, it has been wonderful going down memory lane with you. Hope you've enjoyed it as well. And certainly, Coach, from all of us in the Moberly area, from the Truman State University family, we congratulate you on a Hall of Fame career and wish you all the best in retirement.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.